In 2008, Florida voters approved a constitutional amendment that defined marriage as being between one man and one woman. In recent months, however, gay couples who want to marry have challenged that provision in Miami-Dade and Monroe counties. From Plantation Key, Nancy Klingener tells us about Monday's hearing in the Monroe County case.
Aaron Huntsman and William Jones have been together for 11 years and had a commitment ceremony 10 years ago. But Huntsman says they want to make it official.
We are two bartenders. We are two for real guys. We have two dogs. We, you know, share the same banking accounts. We're looking to buy a home. We're just two normal guys. Two normal guys. And I thought, you know, why not us? Why can't we do it?
In April, they went to the Monroe County Clerk's Office in Key West and applied for a marriage license. They were denied. So they sued. Their lawsuit claims that Florida's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. Monroe Circuit Judge Luis Garcia heard arguments in the case. Attorneys for the county clerk and the state attorney general's office offered brief defenses. The longest argument in favor of the status quo came from Matthew Staver of Orlando. He's an attorney with Liberty Counsel, who represents private groups that oppose gay marriage.
Place after place, it's had a negative impact on marriage, it's had a negative impact on children, it has a negative impact on religious freedom, people that have a moral opposition to same-sex marriage.
Judge Garcia is expected to make his ruling within the next few weeks. Gay marriage advocates are also awaiting a ruling in a similar case in Miami-Dade. I'm Nancy Klingener on Plantation Key.
Some Florida Republicans say President Obama's plan to bypass Congress on immigration reform is going to make a gridlocked Washington even more gridlocked. Capitol Hill reporter Matt Laszlo has the story.
President Obama came out swinging this week. He lays all the blame on House Republicans for blocking comprehensive immigration reform. That wins cheers from immigration activists, but angers Republicans, like South Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart.
I think it's very clear he does not have the legal authority to do so. The president has said it himself, that he does not have the legal authority to act. That has not stopped him on another number of different issues.
While the president says he's going to take as many executive actions as he can to fix the nation's immigration system, he's also asking Congress for billions of dollars to address the influx of unaccompanied minors. Diaz-Balart says all the executive actions hurt the president's credibility and stunts his ability to convince other House Republicans to support the comprehensive immigration reform bill he spent the year working on.
I think our ability to work on this in a bipartisan way pretty much vanishes.
Democrats are lauding the president and say while Republican leaders said they wanted to tackle immigration, it's become clear they aren't going to address the issue during this election year. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.